This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
Let's open our Bibles again to 1 Timothy. Chapter 6, verse 12. So we go over our text again. We're going to continue in our series, Six Enemies to Faith. Last week, we covered three of those enemies, and today we're going to cover the final three of the six enemies to faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 reads, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on to eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses." Now, what we want to focus on is the first part, fight the good fight of faith. Now, again, we said last week, fight. That requires some type of effort. That implies that there's at least two opposing forces if a fight is necessary. Now, the fight is the fight of faith. It's not a fight against the devil. It's not a fight against warring in tongues. It's not a fight against flesh and blood. In other words, your other brothers and sisters. It's not a fight against the politicians, a fight against your neighbors, a fight against your friends. But the only fight that the Christian is told to fight is the good fight of faith. Now, it's a good fight because God knows that we win. We are to fight the good fight of faith in which we win. Now, last week, we started looking that as we fight this fight of faith, we are challenged by the devil and the forces that he would bring against us to fail in this fight. Now, the devil is already a defeated foe. Jesus has already conquered him for us. We studied that last week. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, so it's not necessary for us to spend all this time fighting the devil. It tells us in James 4, that if 4 and 5, that if we resist the devil, he'll flee from us. There's no necessity for us to concentrate on fighting him, but to realize who we are in Christ, to be strong in faith, and to stand in our righteousness and in our position we have in Christ. Now, again, the number one point, or the first point in the six enemies of faith was, if we have a failure to understand what it means to be a new Christian, then we will be weak in faith. And Satan constantly is coming to the Christian and he's telling him, look, you're not a new creature in Christ. I've seen all you've done. You can't be a new creature. It's not possible for you to be a new creature. Because in God, you are not made whole. I know how terrible you are. I know what you did. I know where you've been. God cannot forgive you. You can't be a new creature. How can you be a new creature? You're the same sinner that was doing this, that, and the other. No matter what crime or what vice or what evil thing you may have been involved in, the devil will try and bring that up to say you're not a new creature. And if you believe that, that will pose itself as an enemy to your faith. And it will be hard for you to believe that a loving God could forgive you after all you've done. But you have to remember, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. And even if you've sinned since then, it says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if God's going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, then we can know and stand boldly before God and before the throne of grace and say, I am righteous through Christ Jesus. Now, point number two is a failure to understand our place. A failure to understand our place. Now, my place as a child of God is just that. I'm a son of God. I'm a son of the creator of heavens and earth. I'm a child of the almighty living God. Now, if that's who you are, how can you have a self-esteem problem? How can you have a low self-esteem problem when you're a child of the living God? You're a son of the almighty God. It's not even possible. It's not possible for a Christian to know who he is in Christ, to know his place in Christ, and then walk around defeated by the devil. There's no reason for that. Point number two, a failure to understand righteousness. Now, what we talked about in understanding righteousness is, first of all, we have to realize that we are not acceptable to God because of our righteousness. We're acceptable to God because of Jesus' righteousness, because of Him, and because of what He did. Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, came down, walked this earth as a man. He lived under all the pressures we live under, but yet without sin, He died as a perfect lamb. And God looked at Him and said, all that will believe on my Son, Jesus Christ, all that will believe on Him, I will impute or put in on them the righteousness of Jesus. Now, if you question your righteousness through Jesus Christ, you're questioning Jesus' righteousness Himself. And Jesus is righteous. We generally don't question that. He lived without sin. He did everything the Word of God says that He did. He did it all. Now, that same righteousness that Jesus has been imputed unto us. And we have been made righteous. So therefore, when God looks at you, He's not saying, oh, you're not worthy to come to me because look at what you did. God's looking at us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
You're questioning Jesus' righteousness Himself. And Jesus is righteous. We generally don't question that. He lived without sin. He did everything the Word of God says that He did. He did it all. Now, that same righteousness that Jesus has been imputed unto us. And we have been made righteous. So therefore, when God looks at you, He's not saying, oh, you're not worthy to come to me because look at what you did. God's looking at us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And when a Christian realizes that, the devil cannot attack your faith. And because, you know, it's a big attack on your faith when you feel unworthy. When you know someone has been so good to you as to give their own son for you. That Jesus has been so good to you as to die an unjust death. A death that He was not worthy. A crucifixion that we deserve, not Him. To suffer the pain, the shame, and the turmoil. He did that for us. He's so good. He's so wonderful. And look at how we treated Him. Look at how we treated God. Now, if the devil doesn't show you, I mean, if the devil shows you and convinces you that you're not righteous before God because you know what you did, then what's going to happen? You'll be self-conscious. You're not walking the righteousness of God. You're not walking the boldness to say, devil, yes, I may have done that in the past, but I've confessed that and that's under the blood and that's gone away. But now God sees me through Jesus Christ. He has imputed righteousness unto me, not my righteousness, because the Bible says my righteousness is as filthy rags before God. It's as menstrual rags. But the righteousness that I have, the reason I can go boldly before the throne of grace and obtain grace to help in a time of need is because I'm going in the righteousness of Jesus that has been imputed unto me. I'm not standing up there saying, God, look at how self-righteous I am. I deserve your praise and your worship, and I deserve you to do good things for me. No, I'm coming saying, Lord, I know who I am. Apart from Christ, I am nothing. I know nothing. I can do nothing. But with Christ, I can do all things. And I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, if you don't let the devil steal your belief and your testimony of that, you can be bold in faith. You can go when God says, go lay hands on the sick. I'm calling you to be a missionary to the ends of the earth. I'm calling you to be a dynamic pastor to carry my anointing to the people. I'm calling you to be an evangelist to preach with a supernatural anointing throughout the earth. You won't say, who, me? Little old me? I can't do that. Little old me? I'm just a little old something. I'm not even worthy, Lord, to tie the shoe straps on your sandals. You weren't worthy, but in Christ Jesus, you have been made worthy because for you to say, Father, I'm not worthy of you, is to say Jesus was not worthy of you. Because we are worthy of the love of God and the anointing of God and the power of God and the ability of God because of Jesus Christ. That is why we are worthy. And if we say we are not worthy, we're saying Jesus did not do a complete work on the cross. Jesus' work was not good enough for me. I was too big of a sinner for His blood to be shed to cover me, God. In other words, you don't want to walk in the righteousness of God, the righteousness we have in Christ Jesus, but you don't want to walk in your own righteousness. That's an enemy to your faith. If you get caught up and you have a failure to understand the righteousness that we have in God is righteousness through Jesus Christ. That's why we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain grace to help in the time of need. Now let's move on. We're going past the devil attacking our faith by us having a failure to realize we're new creatures. We're going beyond point two, the failure to understand our place, who we are in Christ, sons of God. And we're going beyond failure to understand our righteousness. Now, if you got all that intact, you're halfway there. You're pretty tough in your faith. The devil can't attack you in those areas. But what about this area? Number four, a failure to understand your right to use the name of Jesus. You know how many Christians don't do anything in Jesus' name? And Jesus gave power to the early disciples and early church members. He said, go out and lay hands on the sick in my name and they shall recover. He says, go and pray for them. And those things that you ask in my name shall be done. Now he says, ask of the Father in my name. We have the power and the authority and the ability to use the name of Jesus. I want to show you something here about using the name of Jesus. Mark 16, verse 15 through 17. Mark 16, verse 15 to 17 reads as follows. And he said unto them, this is Jesus speaking, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe? The Great Commission tells us that these signs shall follow them that believe, that in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These signs shall follow the believer, that in my name, verse 17, that in my name shall they. Jesus said, in his name, we shall do these great exploits. Now, if you're a Christian and you let the devil talk you out of the fact, or you don't read and study your word so you know that you have a right to use the name of Jesus, then that's going to hinder your faith because you won't be able to do as much for God. And as you walk by faith and you do things for God, you know what happens? The ability of God comes upon you and your faith grows. When God tells you to do something and you go out and you obey it by faith and it turns out to be just as he told you to be, you know, that builds your faith. That's a faith victory. That's an experience in faith that you say, wow, man, God, I did that and it really worked. God is real.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community.